It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by Mikado Buick GMC and McCoy Outdoor Company, and it is the star of the show. My buddy, Captain Bobby Abruscato from A-Team Fishing. Fresh year to work with here. Did the fish have a big New Year's? Are they hungover? Are they still out there? What's happening?
Yeah, good morning. Happy New Year. Yeah. Man, I don't know. You know, they certainly have plenty to drink all the time, that's for sure. So, but we got started off for like first day of the year, New Year's Day, man. Had a really good trip to kick the year off. And, the fish didn't realize that the year had changed. Everything was pretty much right where it was, surprisingly enough, right at the end of the year. So that was good news. And, Sean, I think that's just going to be the case. Probably we're going to talk a lot about that in the next couple months. You're not going to see a big major change as far as the general areas they are. What will affect them is what's been going on yesterday, what went on Christmas Eve, where we had that heavy rain, and we got some rain, more rain coming up at the end of the week. And that's what affects these tidal rivers, which is where the trout are right now. If you want to catch them, that's where you're going to need to be, is in those rivers. That's where they're loaded up. And it's been really a good winter, but you just kind of have to keep an eye on how much local rain we get and know which rivers clean up the fastest, which, on the west side of the bay is Dog, cleans up much quicker than Fowl River. Both of them eventually clean up, but that one seems to clean up a little bit better just because there's more tidal flow, and I think partly because it's a little bit more shallow. And then same thing over on the eastern shore. You got a couple rivers over there that tend to hold that runoff longer than some of the stuff on the west side. So, you got to kind of pay attention to that. And usually the true indicator to me is when you get in there, you'll know you can start running up those rivers from the mouth of the bay. All of them dump into the bay or into the sound. And you start running up the bay, you'll start to see where you're starting to run into that cloudy water. And I just have trouble catching them in the rivers when that water gets stained from runoff. So usually, my plan is after we get a rain event, my first time back on the water is to start moving up the river until I hit, cloudy water, and then work down from there. And the fish kind of let you know where they want to be. Sometimes it takes a couple of days for them to adjust.
But they're still there, right? I mean, it's not that they leave.
They're going to be there. Yeah. They're going to be there for another couple months. They don't leave. It just gets kind of difficult to catch them when, you're fishing artificial bait this time of year. And even with live bait this time of year, I think what happens is when you get that runoff, there's siltation with it, and that affects their ability to be able to ambush the bait. It just makes them harder to catch. They don't leave, though.
All right, so you're just waiting for it to clear up. And speaking of which, you're talking about these tidal rivers. This time of year, I know you once called it the Mardi Gras special. Mardi Gras is early this year, but wintertime special, you've got to, because you're not traveling as far to find fish, right? I mean, you're offering folks a deal because it's the fish are closer to home.
Yep, you do a lot of fishing in a 4 or 5 hour period, which is what the trip runs. I put 4 or 5 hours on it, and we don't ever pull anybody off fish. But you get a lot of fishing done in 4 or 5 hours, and we started doing it during the COVID years because I wasn't having to go to the shows I had been going to for years, and it went over so well, and the fishing was so good. I said we just kept doing it. It's $250 off of our regular trip, and that'll go through the middle of March. And there's details on our website and on the Facebook page if you want to check that out at A-Team Fishing.
All right. And a reminder, too, people want to see what you're doing when they're stuck in the office or wherever, your social media pages.
Yeah, that's it. Instagram or Facebook, both at A-Team Fishing. There's some real cool videos that they put together for the, kind of a little collage of our trips throughout the year. And it'll really give you a sense of what goes on these wintertime river trips. It's a lot different to us, and completely opposite just about of what we do during the late spring and the summer months.
Good stuff. We'll check it out right there. Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McConnell Buick GMC and McCoy Outdoor Company.